Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malole Suefu, Malelangi Mama, Kiorana, Maloelelei, Fakalofalahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Melepuka, Mel, Mai Teama, and Momo Lava Piki, Petitato Tamana, Talangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manaka Manuyanga, Ugitato Uma. Mateola Matema Lohi Kumawe Gitato, Okatino and Tato Tamahina Bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health.
Talofalaba Malo Elele, Te Ama Pacifica Health Radio is promoting the well-being of Pacific people. And of course, each week you'll hear interviews with studio guests giving advice on health, education, employment, housing, and other support services that encourage wellness and foster healthy, happy lives for Pacifica people in New Zealand. And so this morning, we are very blessed and privileged to have Tuilangi joining us in the studio as our very special guest. But as we do, first of all, we must acknowledge our Heavenly Father for the gift of life, the breath of life, and especially has woken us up this morning. You know, we are reminded that many people didn't wake up this morning, but we've been woken up. Praise the Lord. And as always, I look out the window. It's actually quite calm this morning and also quite warm. So therefore, on behalf of Te Ama this morning, we're just going to open our program with a word of prayer. Efata lo fatu le malula fa funga le netaya fo. Vi efata si lavale lo fo le tua ona watatu tu emale fo male netaya. Yo le mele o la mataina ila tatu poklam ile tatalo tatu tatalo. Lo mato tamai o le langi mato te faftai. Ona olo olo fatu noa ai mai so o fa manu yanga tele mo imato mo la mata ito tasi o le mea le mato te si ifata se atuai o oi o la mato te maa lo fa male anga lele o e to e fa fangu mai mato ele ne ia so fo ia e fa manu ia ia olo fa long long o te maa ia ma ia manu ia fata si o mala mai mato ai mai se fa manu ia mai ele mato fa bitoa le oa balawine le ne tayao Tuilangi, tuilangi, iai whaunga ina ia, ina ia mawaini tali mo i lato o loo. Iai whaafasili o lato o langa, tama, ai vi iai oi. Whaafetai te leo, o no Jesu, o matu talo tuai. Amen.
Sophia Fiamma
Talo falava, malo elele ke orana ni sambula vinaka. Talo hani, wow, this is a very beautiful morning, very special morning. Tuilangi Tuilangi director, known as the Samoan Alamai Community Education TV Triangle's Sunday night weekly program. So on behalf of Te Ama Community Radio, we extend a very warm and a happy welcome. Talo falava malo le soifu lo afionga tuilangi fa aftai mo le fa avanoina lo taimi wa e sisu mai e tato tala tala noa anga I lava ele fa lele na tili o tato ola malo lo tau si soifu malo lo ina tangata te totas talo falava
fale a mo le avanoa like to say greetings to all of you who are listening to our program today, not only from New Zealand but from overseas. Hopefully we are all getting the same blessing from our Heavenly Father this morning, and it's great for this opportunity this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Faftai Lava. The first question for you, Tuilangi. How are you this morning?
I'm very fine. I'm really okay. Woke up this morning, felt so excited about things in life. Not saying being perfect, but it's just opportunities and things that's coming along the way. Maybe it's the right time.
Well, to our beautiful listeners, honestly, I wish you were in the studio like right now with my special guest, Tuilangi Tuilangi. The reason why I say this, because he's sitting right across me and he's looking so handsome and so healthy and so fit. And so the question to you, Tuilangi, what's the secret that you are looking so good and so fit?
There's no secret. It's all about things that happen in your life. If happy people means happy life, and if you have those things together, it means you're having a healthy account somewhere.
Yes.
The way I see it.
Yes. One thing that really got my attention this morning is when you spoke about your parents. So therefore, before I continue on this particular topic about your parents, can you please tell us, for the sake of our listeners, a little bit about your background? Where were you born?
Actually, I was born in Samoa, but I came to New Zealand when I was 9, after my mission, I served a mission for our church. I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Right.
So I came to New Zealand, and my first job, I was doing an apprenticeship, driving a locomotive, so I got my second grade ticket, driving trains or locomotives.
Wow.
1984. But something happened along the way. Somebody committed suicide. Sorry for the language, but jumped in front of the train. And I still remember the name of that New Wind girl that, you know, that got killed on that day.
Yes.
22nd of December, 1981. I still have that, but starting from there on, I didn't like the job. I really liked the job, driving trains. And I asked my wife, I want to change. And I told her what I want to do in life. I want to help people.
Yes.
Given I was new to New Zealand at the time, but she was born here and raised here, and I asked her, is there a job that I can help people but I can get paid? So what actually happened, she went and enrolled me at this course. And then she said to me, so what do you really want? I said, well, I want to work at a place where I can help people.
Right.
So you know, the course she went and enrolled me was the first 6 months course in MIT at the time was social work, community work.
Yes.
My first day, I knew that was me, so it was never looking back from there. From there on, I went up to uni and got a degree, but most of my times, change of career, I was with Child, Youth and Family as a care protection social worker. For the listeners, Tulang is my chief name, but mainly I am Tuna Tusi. That's how I was.
I see.
That's the name. Hmm. So from Child, Youth and Family, I moved to CG, Community Employment Group, as a community advisor. And then my last post was at the Otahuhu Court. That was a DPO, Duty Prison Officer for the Court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my journey through professional stuff.
Yes. Mm. So you left Samoa, came to New Zealand. And are you happy that you made that change for the better?
Well, yes. Honestly, we all came here for a vision. Our parents have dreams for us. They want a better life, better opportunity. I guess most of us are still going through that journey. Or some of us have reached that point, but some of us maybe were lost along the way. And people have different levels of what they see as achievement.
Mm.
Maybe some parents' achievement is when their kids come out of uni.
Yeah.
Some is when they bought a house. We all have different. But for me, it's much, much more than coming out of uni. It's much, much more than buying a house.
Yeah.
I want freedom.
Yes.
I want freedom in life.
Mm. I noticed that you loved your job driving trains, right? The thing that's jumping at me is this young girl, 1981, and how she took her life. This is a big question about, yeah, for us as parents and young people, just a little bit to touch on that. Did she do it? We don't know how, why did that happen, but she's so young, and as you said, you know, the language, suicide. Of course, that would enough to cause you, you know, to be sad for the girl.
Mm. Yeah, she was 22 at the time.
Mm.
It happened at Kingsland. You may know Kingsland, just an overhead bridge there.
Yes.
So it happened there. Because of the, I got a second grade ticket driving trains, which means I'm only allowed to drive good trains, goods trains.
Yeah.
And most goods trains travels most after four, from four onwards, like midnight and in early hours in the morning.
Mm.
So given I was young at the time, every time I crossed that path,
yeah,
I always think at the time, I always think about Moiku, you know.
Yeah.
I think along those lines, yeah. I wasn't comfortable. And but at the same time, I can't, because I remember when the accident happened, I ran back. We stopped, but it's not like a car, you can steer it on the side. You can steer it. We applied brakes, do what we can, blow the horn. But it's just that we were carrying a coal train from Helensville, Kuiper Flats area. And remember, when you come from Morningside going up towards Kingsland, it's you have to go through a hill.
Yes.
So we really need to push the train, right? It has to come fast so that it won't stall. So, but when I ran back to check, from the rear, the guard's van, remember the guard's van? From the guard's van to the first point of contact, it was like 50 meters. And alongside the road, the track I was running back, I saw all these things. And that really sticks in my head most times, at all times. At the time, too, the railways wasn't equipped enough. If I look back now, they only gave me 2 days off. but no support, like counseling staff, to go through the process of things. It wasn't like that at the time, because I'm talking about 1981. So if you can understand what I mean now. Yeah, and it has a big impact. I have to leave that job.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't regret it. I don't regret it.
Yes, thank you so much for that. Yeah, having to share this sad part of your life back then. But my point here is that the importance of children for us as parents, you know, we don't have enough time to be with our children, to spend time with our children and listen to them, eh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what really happened to that girl in terms of the cause or the factor of why she ended up that way on that day. But looking back with the professional trainings I had, social work, and I can only talk from my view alone. I may be right, I may be wrong. Sometimes, the way I see it, we really need to look at what we, the words we used. They can kill.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
I mean, if I look at my social work background, it really helped me as a parent. I got 8 children, got married young.
Right.
32 grandchildren.
Wow.
I'm really aware of, I'm not saying I'm better than any other parents. But one of the things we have to learn, we don't have to jump in front of a truck to find what it's like to feel when you get hit by a truck. We got to learn from other people's experiences. We know there are some kids, because of the parent, say some words, led them to do something that is not good. So we should learn from other people's experiences as well. But that's a main, no way I see it. If I talk now about Samoa, what's happening there about this suicide, it's mainly about the words the parents use towards kids. You know, sometimes we compare them. Compare our children to other kids. Not all our children were made to become lawyers or doctors. Some are good with their hands, some are good in the land. That's how I see it.
Yes.
The best we can do is just to support them. It's just to support them.
Yes. To our listeners this morning, I met Tulangi December last year, and I have observed that everything he has said so far, that he loves helping people, and so he became a social worker. And that's what I see in this man, Tulangi. He sacrificed his family to be here in New Zealand, because he's actually he is now living in Melbourne, but right now he's in here in New Zealand because of what he said. He loves helping people. He wants everybody to be blessed together, to be successful together, and that's this man, Tulangi. And so this morning we're talking about children, we're talking about parents. So his heart for children, he said, the words that we use, how we speak to our children, words can either give them life or it can kill. So I'd like to hear you talk a little bit more about your parents. And I also heard you this morning talking about honoring your parents. You such a peaceful person, a loving person, and also you use the word honoring your parents.
Thank you, Afale, for the question. Yeah, my parents came at a time I was working for them. I just left the department. I mean, school, starting working, and my parents came over from Samoa. With everything I knew at the time, there were six of us here. And my thinking, if my parents are going to share, live with us, what's going to happen? One or the other, we may abuse them. And what I mean, I'm talking about they are going to look after our children. I don't want my parents to take care of that responsibility. So we had a meeting, and the meeting was I'm going to find a unit or a flat for my parents or a house so that all of us can take care of them. So what actually happened, we all agree. So 1 month, me and my wife have to pay for the rent. The following month, another child, that's how it was. Somebody else do the buy the food. And even when it comes to cars, we all put in to buy them a car. Our whole idea, I don't want my parents to be caregivers or caretakers for our children, just a lot of them. And I don't want them to suffer anyway. It wasn't an easy journey because there were overstays. And for sure, if you go on file, go on internet, see, you know, the name of my parents, 18 years, the case. You're talking about a lot of money involved here. I remember it appeared 4 times at the High Court. The last court that went to Geneva, to the Human Rights Court, and we have to wait for 7 years for that decision. Thankfully, the result was positive that they have to stay with us. So at the time, you know, like, it's normal. Some kids, they struggle and they went to Australia. These are my siblings, and I am the fourth eldest of the three girls. I'm the eldest boy, and the other ones. So stay behind. I'm so happy that the response came, that we're still here. And so once they're permanent resident citizen, I have to make sure they have the benefit of everything before I leave Australia. But like I said, we're not saying, I'm not saying, but man, kids, young ones, if your parents are still living, man, better give them roses to smell while you're still alive. Now I'm not saying I'm rich or whatever at this time, but I'm just so happy in my life. I don't have major challenges, you know. But the thing is, I learned from other parents how they end up being slaves in their own homes because they have to look after their grandchildren. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but there are times that we kids, we abuse our parents. Honestly, if you're 40 years old and you find it hard to wake up at 4 in the morning or 6 in the morning or even 8 in the morning, then you have to figure it out if they have a 2 or 3 year old at home. It's so hard. Even if you tell them to sit down, if you call them twice or three times, you get tired. We're at an age now where, you know, you need your space. We're not saying we're neglecting our parents or grandparents, but they need your space. We can still visit. I mean, they can still, you know, but they shouldn't take over your responsibility of your own children.
Very true.
And also, if we think about elderly abuse here, at times, sometimes, it goes beyond that we abuse them financially. Because we are going to ask them, can we have much? Have you got some money? I'm not saying it's bad, but to me, it's another form of abuse that we sometimes use. We don't think it's an abuse. I'm telling you now, that is another form of abuse. Using their material things for, you know, for our needs. But I'm not saying, you know, pointing fingers. Mm. But I just want to make you aware, because the same thing, that's why, you know, I make that choice to for our parents to have their own space, but we have to pay for it. Because I don't want them to experience it. And because, you know, our blessings, if we all on the same book here, page here, mm-hmm. is from our parents.
Thank you so much. You know, you have shared the way that you honored your parents. And we can see that you are blessed. Now, we want to come back to our listeners and to talk more about the blessings by honoring the parents that he said, the work and the jobs that he has been doing in taking care of his parents were very good jobs. And so we'll come back and talk more about the blessings through honoring parents. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Te Ama Community Radio, Tuilangi Tuilangi, director known as the Samoan Alamai Community Education TV Triangle Sunday Nights Weekly Program. And Talo Falava, welcome back, Tuilangi.
Talo Falava.
Yeah, we'll continue. Thank you so much, you know, for you covering these topics of suicide as well as elderly abuse. Now, I'd like to ask you if you can please talk a little bit more about, you know, due to the honoring of your parents, you are so blessed, you know, with the work and the positions that you have held here in New Zealand, serving not only the community but the whole country of New Zealand with the jobs that you are holding. Thank you.
People, for information, like I said earlier, Tuilangi is a chief name.
Yes.
I'd rather be known as Tunantusi. That's my name that I, maybe some of you can relate to or remember me by that name. Before some of the position, I was here in New Zealand, serving in New Zealand. I was from 1998. To 2000, I was the chairman of Pacific Advisory Council after Te Whareautu, and Tupou Manapouri was my vice chairman at that time. I was also the Manukau rep. I was a member of the Courts Committee Manukau, working together with Donna Carlin of the Department of General Affairs. So when the Courts Committee established a regional forum, I was the Manukau rep to the regional forum. And I was the chairman of the Cox Committee Regional Forum as well. The Regional Forum covers Wellsford down to Bombay Hills. Mainly deal with organizations that serves not only one area but more areas. In 2000, the government established Cultural Social Services, these consortiums under Met Steve Mahari. At the time, and there were only three parties, one consortium to Auckland, Wellington, and Christchurch. So I was the chairman of the Auckland consortium. The main focus or the main goal is to bring all community services together as in one body. And this part of the this project came out of the Child, Youth, and Families Act 1985. I think it's Section 366 is to establish cultural authorities. So at that time they call it cultural social services. Also, I was the chairman of the New Zealand Aid Fund under Matt Robson at the time. Apart from that, my other roles, I was a district scout leader for Sarah Helmer District for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. In terms of the Samoa Alamai Community Education, the whole concept, for all of you who can remember, this program was on Triangle TV 15 years ago. It's a 2.5 hour program, Samoan program, from 9 o'clock to 11:30 every Sunday night. It was from 1999 to 2004. It was funded by the government. What really came out, I was doing a family violence programs for Tofa Watasi Trust at Otara. For those 5 years I was doing this program, I was also writing a material called The Dignity of a Man, Po Ole Mamanu Olele. It's a family violence program tailored for Samoan men. What really happened there, we have this program and yet there's only 12 or 15 men that turns up every week. And I thought to myself, with all the energy that I have and with this material, because it came out of 5 years of research, I need to put this into a perspective where people can access it more. So I did a strategic plan of the whole program and came out that I have to use the media. So the challenge was to look at the TV, because our people are mainly visual people, and also radio, audio. So to keep it short, the whole idea Because what I find, sometimes we have workshop at hotel, there's only 5 men turn up because they don't have petrol to travel from different places, or because the weather is cold or it's raining. You have all these courses. So, but the good thing about the media, people will learn from the comfort of their own homes. Anyway, I just write a proposal and throw it down to Steve Mahari in Wellington at the time, and yeah, they got accepted. Look at the idea, it's good. And then the first year, it was only 1 hour, and then the rest was 2.5 hours. So that's how Samoa My Community Education Program, it is a prevention program. Mm. It wasn't like news. Mm. It's a prevention program. It's also an awareness program. So that program, for some of you can remember, we had health programs, laws, youth, spiritual, you know, it's mainly for, like what you're doing on radio now, that's what we did, but it was on TV.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why Samoa My Community Education is to raise awareness, and it is a prevention program.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And after you've established all this work here in New Zealand, and now you have moved to live in Melbourne.
Yeah, it was a very, very emotional time. At the time, my wife got a contract at one of the schools in Melbourne. Mm. But the challenge was my parents at the time wasn't even in a situation where we can live. So we had a meeting, and my wife and kids moved first. Well, I'm still here with my parents because they weren't permanent residents. They moved in 2004. But same year, 2004, in November, my parents got the answer we were waiting for.
God is good.
It all comes down that, you know, the Lord plans everything.
Yes.
And given that, you know, we're perfect. No. Mm. But we try our best to, you know, spiritual side of things. So it all falls back in place. But I do recall, I went home, I saw all these TV cameras that, all I thought, oh my gosh, could be somebody died in my brother's place, or could be, you know, worst scenarios in life. Because the only thing you can see, TV camera somewhere, something has happened.
Yeah,
I didn't know they got the result.
Oh.
Because it's an 18-year case.
Wow.
It has a record in terms of legal battles. So I was running to see what's going on, I thought. And then all I say, oh, your parents, they found the answer before me. Your parents just been issued, you know, they are now New Zealand. It's a big story what to come.
Wow.
Because it was on TV.
Yeah.
So I was happy, and I remember when I did everything, about 2 weeks, I had to run around doing things. I was so happy, you know, when I remember the day that I say my goodbye to them. And I'm going to leave them.
Yeah. But the blessings that seeing, you know, how you were able to go all out, you know, to help them to get their permanent or their citizenship, New Zealand citizenship,
I'm telling you, I don't want to go figures, but it's financially expensive.
Yeah.
Because I said to my wife and my siblings, if our parents go back home, I'm going back home.
Mm.
But, you know, there was all these things. I have children, you know. Yeah, but thankfully the Lord has prepared the way for things to happen the way we want it.
Amen. Yeah. God is good. He's faithful always in giving us the blessings. When I hear you and think about it, because in the Bible it actually says, you know, one part of the commandments is to honor thy parents. And that's what was coming across from you this morning. It's about honoring your parents. And then because of that, the blessings have followed you, and you're still here. You know, you're still honoring your parents. You haven't stopped, even though you lived, you know, in Melbourne, but you're still here.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm perfect or better than anybody else, but there are things in life that, you know, there are boundaries. Like I said earlier, if your parents are still alive, better keep them roses now.
Yes.
The there's no point of coming with all these thousands to spend on their funerals, and what's the point of doing those things?
Thank you.
You'd rather give them to them now
and
just have a sandwich when they die, the way I see it.
Yes.
Instead of giving them nothing now, and you come with us to spend on others.
Thank you.
The way I see it.
Yes.
You know, even the title I have,
Tuilangita,
I refused the whole thing.
Right.
But I was forced into this thing.
Mm.
But by saying that, now I'm carrying this name, suddenly I see things. Things that my thinking was so different, but I'm seeing things. But I did it for them. Not for me, but I did it for them. But now I'm seeing things.
Mm.
You know, there were things they know that I didn't know.
Yes.
So, honestly, honoring parents, with all the things happening to me, I'm not saying I'm... But being comfortable is the right word to say.
Mm.
Being comfortable in life is a good way of explaining the things that I have at the moment. Being comfortable.
Yes.
But it all comes down there. There are more people who are smarter than me. There are more people who knows more than me. But all the things that I've achieved at the moment, it all comes down to those things.
Yeah.
Because I remember my time with my grandmother in Samoa. I remember that morning when I was about to leave for New Zealand. I do remember exactly what she told me.
Yeah.
And I do. And I also remember what my dad said before he passed away. I do remember. And with all the things happening with me at the moment, it all comes down to those key moments.
Thank you. To our beautiful listeners this morning, you have been listening to Tuilangi Tuilangi director, known as the Samoan Alamai Community Education TV Triangle Sunday Nights Weekly program, as he explained where that vision came from. Now, because of our time, Tuilangi, what advice would you like to leave with your listeners, or what one thing that you'd like your audience to take away with them from this presentation?
All I can say, I mean, I'm not here to preach, but I always believe what I've learned from church, from the Bible, you know.
Maybe.
Love your parents.
Yes.
I wish I can do more for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking back, you know, whatever you can do, spend more time with them.
Yeah.
Spend more time with them and, you know, just encourage our children. Whatever role they choose, just support them.
Mm.
That's all I can say.
Thank you. Again, to our listeners, this man, Tuilangi Tuilangi, like I said, we met December last year. He speaks from the heart. And it's people that have experience in honoring the parents, and you can see the blessings, truly, truly, that when you honor your parents, and of course, blessings follow. Lastly, Tuilangi.
Thank you so much. To everybody who's listening from out there, I'm sorry if I've said anything to offend somebody, but I'm only saying my personal opinion. All the best for you with your journey, whatever way you choose in life. May the Lord bless you with your endeavors, and hopefully I will see you someday in whatever place. Have a good life and have a happy life. Enjoy life.
Thanks. And our listeners, I hope that we all have learned from this Tuilangi, how has he shared his vast knowledge, experience and service on how we can all, as Pacific Island people, have a better understanding and to help make a difference where it matters, so that Pacific people's lives improve significantly with knowledge around maintaining good health and how to have better lifestyle and also maintaining well-being. That's what this Tuilangi is all about, is sharing the blessings with all. On behalf of Te Ama Radio, we'd like to help. Thank you, Tuilangi, so very much for being with us this morning.
Five days, Father.
Soifua.